This series takes a journey from the birth to the resurrection of Christ from a Native American pastor who is part of the United Methodist Church. Take a listen as Pastor Terry Wildman shares with us a portion of God's story.
Some of the women who were his followers ceremonially wrapped his body and put him in a burial place. The body of Creator Sets Free lay dead for 3 days. Then, early in the morning, on the third day, at the sunrise, the Chosen One rose from the dead with a great crushing blow to the ancient serpent, breaking the power and the curse of death. The Chosen One defeated death by dying and coming back to a new life that can never die. He now represents us to the Great Spirit. His death was the once-for-all ceremony that only He could perform. He is the spotless lamb offering and final sacrifice for the wrongdoing of all people. His body and lifeblood offered on the cross purifies our bad hearts, gives us a new beginning, and brings our lives back into balance. This is the new peace treaty between the Great Spirit and all nations, tribes, clans, and families of the world. When he died for all of creation. But like a new day dawning, he became the first human being to defeat death and gave all of creation a new beginning. All who trust him become part of this new creation, following him on the path of becoming a true human being. After he showed his followers that he was alive, he returned to Grandfather above. When the time has come to complete the circle, he will return and bring an end to this present world and gather all his followers together from first to last. He will make all things new and full of beauty and harmony. There will be no more sickness or death. The Chosen One came into this world to the people he created, but not everyone recognized him. Even his own tribe did not honor and welcome him. But whoever did put their trust in him, he gave them their birthright to be children of Creator. We are all small and weak. As human beings, we don't have the strength to walk the good road. Creator knows that our hearts are twisted together with good and evil, and that our aim has fallen short of the life of beauty and harmony He wants for us. Left to ourselves, we will all walk the road of the forever death. But He cares for us so deeply that He gifted us with His only born Son to rescue us from the dark path of the forever death. He sent Him to bring us the forever life. This life is like a light shining in the darkness. Creator wants us to see that we can't walk the good road on our own. He wants us to receive the gift of life, His Son. If we will turn from our own path, return to Creator's path, and believe that the Great Spirit raised the Chosen One from the dead, if we will trust in and walk with Creator sets free and represent Him to others, then we will be on the good road of Grandfather's Land. Creator Sets Free told all who would follow him to participate in his purification ceremony with water, to initiate us as his followers, to show that we are purified and cleansed from our bad hearts and wrongdoings. He will give us power to overcome our greatest enemy, ourselves. The Sacred Spirit will make his home in us and help us live our lives in the way of beauty and harmony. We will participate in Creator's plan to set all people free by treating others the way we want to be treated, helping to remove the stones that make people stumble. This is how the truth about Creator's Son becomes a clear path to follow. Creator Sets Free says, "I am the light shining on all people. Come, walk the road of life with me, and you will never again have to stumble in the darkness." What will your answer to him be? This is the story from the ancient sacred writings. It is the story that Grandfather, the one who is and was and is to come, tells. How do you see it?
We hoped you enjoyed this presentation in honor of Native American Ministry Sunday. To learn more about this special Sunday and how you can help celebrate and support Native American ministries, visit www.umcgiving.org/NAMS.